Augusta. Hey, Augusta. Hey, Augusta.
Welcome to another edition of Straight Outta Low Cash. We are back, man.
We are back. This is, you know what? Teddy actually had Theodore Simpson's 60-second marathon. He actually had to go to Afghanistan and get some more hair products.
Oh, damn, is that what happened? Is that where they put the
yeah, they said
the pig oil moisturizer from? Is that where it starts from?
No, actually, he said he needed a, they didn't, actually, he was looking for some jars of duck oil.
Duck oil.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of it before.
So he's taking it to another level. The pink oil moisturizer.
Man, hey, but I can't lie. Last time I saw Ted, which was actually a few days ago, his hair definitely had that Antonio Banderas bounce to it.
Oh man, and like Pantene, like it was brought your Pantene.
Yeah, definitely Pantene. Like, you know, just for me,
just for that commercial.
JUSTFORME.
You remember the whole commercial?
No.
No, I mean, I don't either. That's why I thought I was riding with you. Did you do the commercial?
No, I do remember the commercial. I think every dude does.
I mean, I remember that part, but I didn't remember all the spelling out part like you just did.
I just know how to spell just for me.
Oh, so you just made that part up? You don't know
that was that is what they said. Okay, that's, okay. You can go look at it on YouTube, I'm sure.
Man, just no, but I was telling you earlier, though, man, about Michael Jackson and Diana Ross, though, man, with the Dirty Diana, man.
I didn't
know about that, man.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's one of them undercover industry seekers that... You know, Diana Ross.
Dirty
was,
Diana.
That's supposed to be, the rumor is supposed to be about her, though, man. She got married to Evan Ross's dad around that time when he was heard about it, man. He was like, that's okay. You can do what you want.
And then he didn't ask.
Hey, because Diana's good around, though, G.
Was Diana Ross bad back in the day, though?
Hell yeah.
She was.
Hell yeah. Go look at the Mahogany and all the movies. Dog. Her, Chaka Khan.
Now, Chaka Khan was bad.
Chaka Khan was bad. Dude, I was looking at some old pictures of her. She had
body. So all y'all women with body, y'all gonna be built like Chaka Khan.
when y'all get 45.
Yeah, dang right.
Dude, I was talking to my dad about it. He's like, man, dude, we used to go to the concert, Chaka Khan, or Rufus, when it was Rufus. And he was like, yeah, they said she used
Chaka
to get high.
Used to be
like,
wild.
Chaka Khan used to get down.
What?
They said that, like, she, they,
if
like,
if I ever go get a time machine, I'm going back. Hey, for real. I'm
hitting 81. Chaka
Khan.
Go to 81.
I'm hitting Chaka Khan. Who else I'm hitting? Vanity. I'm gonna get her right before she got saved.
Sheila E.
Sheila E. is getting the D. I-C-K.
Who else? Who else would have got it back in them early days, man?
Dude, it was a whole... It was the
Vanetta McGee. That's Pam Grier.
Man, what? Pam Grier can get it now.
Lola Falana?
Y'all, I'm talking about... If I got with Pam Grier right now, this would be the first 76-year-old woman to get pregnant.
The first one?
First ever. God, Javon, you're
supposedly...
You know,
supposedly, Richard Pryor, in her book, he was, you know, she's fucking Richard Pryor. That was her boyfriend for a long time.
Pam Grier?
Yeah, he's been for like 2 years.
What?
Yeah, supposedly she made him not be able to, her not to be able to have kids because of him.
Hold on. She made him?
He made her not be able to have kids.
What?
So he was like on like free base and doing all kind of shit and was eating her out and shit though and fucked up her uterus. That's what she said in her book.
How do freebase eat your...
Like, I mean, if you're doing cocaine or something, and then you eat somebody out and doing something, you all kind of shit can... I don't know. That's what she claims.
Damn.
That's what she claims. Richard Pryor used to be eating around and shit, though. That's what she claims.
Well, I would still hit her. She would get pregnant.
You make sure of it?
Yeah, I make sure of it.
Man, let's get into some topics, man. Let's get right into it, man. Woman hits her boyfriend because he couldn't vote. He wouldn't go vote for Romney.
Yeah, because he didn't vote for Romney, man.
I mean, she hit him, like, for real. Like
with a car, right?
Yeah, a car. Not, like, no bat. Hey,
you know she probably came in the house, you know, it was a white guy, wasn't it?
Yeah, they was in Arizona or something like that.
She probably came in now. So hey, what's her name?
Oh, she looks like a straight Becky though. So I'm gonna show you her picture though. You can go ahead. Holly Solomon is her name.
Holly, what's her husband's name?
That's what I'm gonna put. Well, I don't think they release her husband's name.
Okay. Well,
I'm gonna say Mark.
We're gonna say no. We're gonna give him a Zach.
Zach.
You know? Holly, you know Holly probably came in the house. You know, hey Zach, did you make it out today? He probably was like, nope.
There she go right there, a picture right there.
No, been here, me and me and Kev were playing Black Ops. We've been playing Black Ops for about an hour. But actually about, what time is it? It's 7 o'clock. You should, the polls are closed. Well, yeah, I didn't make it up to the polls. I didn't make it, you know, get a chance to do it. All right, well, you know, just let you know, they'll make the decision tonight. So we'll just see, you know. You could have been it.
Oh, so, yeah,
you know
this that, after right? Election. Because it's after election.
Yeah, you know, we'll have to see what's going to go on because, you know, your vote, you sitting here playing fucking Black Ops with Kevin is not going to get us our spot back. You know what I mean? So let's check this out. They probably watched the polls and stuff like that. And later on at night, you know, he went to sleep. He didn't care nothing about, you know, the polls for real. He was playing Black Ops. He was sleepy. He was drinking lime margaritas all day with Kale. Having fun,
hey,
man. Doesn't
she let that go of video games though, drinking lime margaritas?
Damn right. Lime margaritas and video games. Probably caught him going to work.
So what happened the next day though, after Romney won though, what you think with his wife? How'd he get hit?
He probably was like, all right, babe, I'm gonna head out and go to work. She probably was like, well, hold on, wait a minute. Did you check the mailbox? That was the setup.
That was the setup.
He was thinking, he probably was like, I don't know. I mean, for what? It's 7 in the morning. Why would I check the mailbox? Well, just can you run out there and check it just real fast? And he probably checking the mailbox and he turned around and
she came out that driveway?
No. He turned around and seen the bright lights and come on from inside the garage. He's probably thinking like, oh yeah, she's getting ready to leave. And then all of a sudden he just heard her. He probably like, hey look, wait a minute, Sarah. Boom.
And then he woke up in the hospital?
Dude, woke up in the hospital, hip twisted around. He woke up in a Christopher Reeves shirt. He had to breathe in a little tube to be a...
That's why they ain't got his name, because he a victim.
Sir, blink twice for yes.
It's crazy,
and
though,
the
people,
no.
So many people that are upset about this Barack situation.
That upset, though?
Yeah, to hit your husband. It ain't like you hitting no random.
No. You're not saying... See, the thing is, you saying to hit your husband.
No, hit him with a car. I'm sorry.
Right. No. Just a car, a vehicle.
A vehicle
with an engine in it,
and it's got a couple of tons worth, a couple weighing a couple of tons.
Is a vehicle that you actually have to take the Jiffy Lube and get the oil changed on,
and they have to jack it up for you. You can't even
yes,
lift it up.
You can't lift this up.
You can't even have a couple of people lift it
at
up
at all. I wanted Romney to go by his house and be like, I'll go by the hospital room. And I think Romney should have went by to visit him. At least like, man, look, you lost. I lost. You lost. Let's go to have some lime margaritas.
And play Black Ops.
Right, play my, Black Ops.
My sign-in name is Mitt R.
My sign-in name is Mitt Dick.
Dude, it's crazy. It's even worse, though, man. We keep going on the docket, man. Chick in Sacramento was threatening the president on Facebook, did videos and everything, though, and they fired her from her job.
Did you? That fat from, bitch worked at Cold Stone. But the thing is, she was on there. She said another 4 years. But hopefully the nigger gets assassinated this time. She put that on there. So it was like,
then she did. Do you see the video she did with Fox?
I saw the video where
she was like, I don't give a fuck.
Well, I saw one video right where she didn't care.
Yeah.
But then the other one, she did start caring because they said that she was getting threats. Yeah. She was getting threats up her job. Like, no, don't try to keep being how you was being. You know.
But it'd be worse, though, because the dude that was interviewing her was like, is you sure? Like, she was like, you sure? Yeah, I don't care. I'm wanting to die. And he's like, oh. Okay, back to you, Gene.
Yeah.
In the studio.
But the thing, and then, like, you know, you see how she reneged on those statements.
Yeah,
they said she went and told her manager she feared for her safety because she was getting threatening messages.
It's not her sound. Her sound like Bill Clinton's confession. Like, I did not have sex with that woman.
Dude, that fat back. Man, for real, I get mad at stuff like that. If you gonna say something, don't try to renege on it because you feel threatened. If you said it, we gonna respect you more for standing on it. If you was to say, "Yeah, I said it, and I don't give a shit," you gonna get ass whooping. That's gonna come with the territory. But in that ass whooping, it's gonna come with respect. Like that bitch was crazy in the motherfucker. People gonna say that. Man, that bitch was crazy. We had to beat our ass, but that bitch. And if she got back up. After the ass whooping, missing teeth, and still said, and I still don't give a fuck, we would have been like, whoop. Yeah,
we going to whoop your ass again, but damn, man, you got some heart.
Right, you got some heart. She real in the motherfucker, boy. Black people, not just black people. I think with Barack winning, man, it was more so just Barack winning for us as a nation and just us as a people. Not just saying black people, white people.
And he blew Mexicans. His ass out, though, too.
And I kept saying that, dude. I said, dude, when Barack, when they were trying to make it like, oh, man, we don't know if Barack, you know, Mitt Romney is by the popularity vote or whatever, the popular vote, 51 to 49. Who knows? How do I know that Daryl Frierson is 51% more popular at this time than I am? Like, what the fuck is the I want to know what is the popular vote.
No, it's talking about like when they do polls?
Yes.
Oh, what they do is, man, they take a sample of like 10,000 random people and they call them up and say, who you want to vote for? That's all it is.
So that's popular vote?
No. Popular vote is just to tabulate all the votes together.
Who to say that though, these are 10? Because if they call...
They try to call 10,000 random people.
What they call 10,000 people in West County?
They could.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you said. That's why it's bullshit.
Yeah, so, okay.
They take a pool of 10,000 people, a poll, and they call people up and they like, hey, this is, you know, the Gallup poll is the main one that does the poll and say, hey, you know, who you thinking about voting for? I was thinking about Barack, or I'm thinking about Mitt, or I'm undecided. And that's how you get those percentages.
And then some people, they so ignorant. Like, you know, you hear some people say, they vote for Jesus. You know what I'm saying? The white folks didn't want Obama in. Put it like this. If white folks didn't want him in, he wouldn't have been in.
He'd been just like
they
Al
the
Sharpton.
Reason he won. They the white people are the reason Barack Obama won.
He'd have been like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. They ain't get nowhere.
Nowhere.
Jesse Jackson won South Carolina. He was like the first black person to ever win a primary, and he won South Carolina. But South Carolina has like 70% black people.
Straight up.
Yeah. That the Democrats it was a no brainer he was gonna win that state if he long as he marketed though. That's so you remember the different episode where they showed him running on there and he was hanging with Dwayne Wayne and all them. It was what's his home? What's Daryl Bell, the homeboy, the other his homeboy's roommate, his best friend, the light skinned short dude
with the glasses. Right? Yeah,
but they met him each other whatever though, and he had just won South Carolina. That's why it was a big deal that they thought he was gonna be able to have a chance to win. Mm-hmm. That's why the whole episode was like, you know, Jesse gonna maybe win. It was 88. Jesse might have a chance to win. Jesse only won one primary though.
Straight up.
Winning the primary ain't shit though.
Winning the primary like what?
I mean, I could name off some motherfuckers you probably don't even know that run a primary.
Straight up.
Yeah. I mean, Herman Cain almost damn near won a primary. He almost won.
Big Daddy Cain.
Herman Big Daddy Cain almost won one.
Oh, shit. Exactly. I'm running next time, dog.
Dude, that's how much a primary don't mean shit. Well, he was like in second place and almost won a primary.
I'm running. Hey, look, Javon Bibbs will be running for primary next time.
What party are you going up under?
Can I do a Dem-a-Publican? Can I make my own?
Yeah, but I mean, then you can win. Then you can win a primary.
Dem-a-Publican. Republicrat.
Republicrat, even.
I'm going to mix them up like a hybrid. Or both of them.
You about your paper, but about the people?
Right, you're right, exactly. I'm about my money, but we got to bring up the hood, too. You can't. I got to think of a way to, I'm going to have to think of a way to sell this to the people, man. I want white people and black people to both be on my side.
Like, my whole thing is like, dude, y'all legalize weed and y'all legalize prostitution, we'll bring down taxes. You get the Republicans on board, you get the liberals on board. Keep it moving.
My first lady would be Sierra. I have her now.
Sierra, you seen her new music video?
Yeah, I like Sierra, man.
They said that people try to say that her music is pretty lame, though, in general.
I mean, put it like this.
They said that she doesn't dig deep on her song, like you don't get any emotion from her, to this song recently.
I'm going to say, like, everybody has their high and low points.
Yeah. Her low point had to be Bow Wow, you think?
Definitely was a low point. Well, it's like, you know, she's finding herself, that type of thing. Definitely.
Because every time I look at Bow Wow on 106 The Park, I'd be like, damn, this is so much of a step back for you, Pimp Sauce.
So he really on 106 The Park?
He's a host. He's on there every time. When I come home from work and I'm scanning through, he on there.
But you know what? A lot of people say that's stupid, but that actually might open up doors.
What kind of doors is going to open up for him, though?
Think about this. Okay. Terrence J. Now, people say it's going backwards, but it's actually keeping him for real kind of relevant.
Keeping him relevant.
Somewhat. Because nobody really watches 106 and Park like that anymore anyway.
So you get down with the younger people.
Yeah, young, you're right. But Terrence J went from there to E. So if Bow Wow get his chops up, man, he can easily transition.
But he already acting, though. He was acting before that, though.
But what was his last movie?
That Madea movie, Big Family Reunion or a Family House or whatever.
You went to see it?
No, I didn't see it.
I'm just saying, maybe he can use this. He can use this as as a way to get into other doors. I mean, right? He's an actor, but just because there's a lot of people that's actors is not working. He's working, so
he's a working actor.
Yeah, man.
But Sierra.
I wonder how much he makes a year. doing it.
I forgot. E-Rob told me how much that Terrence is making though. So I wonder if, and it's four hosts though too now. So I know that he's not making as much as Terrence J and Roxy were. It's four hosts. You got two girl ones. Homeboy Shorty the Prince from St. Louis. Shout out to Shorty the Prince. Shout out to Shorty. And then Bow Wow. It's like two chicks.
All the chicks
like,
bad.
I mean they cute. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you ain't gonna be like, oh wow, but they're cute though. They ain't ugly. They cute. You know what I'm saying? You would holler. You know what I'm saying?
Thing right? I want to get a 106 and Park chick pregnant, so I can have my baby on. You know what I'm saying?
She could be pregnant on 106 and Park, and you'd be like, right. "There go my baby right there."
For real.
That's some different level though.
And I won't have to drive by her house and stalk her.
You know where she at?
Right, she on TV.
Well, you know what? It's the thing though. They film a lot of them ahead of time, so she couldn't. She may not be at the crib.
Oh man! All right. Well, never mind. I don't want to do that no more. I don't want to get. I want to get somebody pregnant that I could trap and have them there.
Sierra would be a great trap though.
I said who I would trap. Nicki Minaj would have been trapped by me.
Yeah.
Been trapped.
I don't even know, man. I'd be wondering if why is them these dudes and got some of these girls seated up though.
I think some people looking at the future too. Like, you know, hey, if I get her pregnant right now, right, she's gonna take time off. I can't have a Lamborghini if she takes time off. So okay. Why not keep her not pregnant? But my thing is me. I don't care. You know, I don't care. Me,
you have no qualms about it
at all. And then like when I get her pregnant, she gonna start doing gospel rap like Salt Off Salt and Pepper. And start doing songs
like Salt Flipped It Up.
Yeah, start doing songs with Kurt Franklin. That's how I'm gonna have Nicki Minaj, Kurt Stomp. Franklin featuring Nicki Minaj, Stomp on that pussy. And no, I ain't gonna say that. No, that's wrong. I ain't gonna say that.
Stomp on that pussy.
Right. GP, are you? Nah. Hey. Hey, look. Kirk Franklin featuring Chief Keef.
Oh, man. Mention the Chief. What the fuck happened to him, though, man? Is he falling off, you think?
Dude, did you see what 50 Cent put online about him?
No, what'd he say?
Actually, 50 Cent was supposed to be appearing in Chief Keef's new video, okay. 50 Cent and Wiz Khalifa. And Chief Keef didn't even show up to his own video shoot.
Fuck out of here.
50 Cent put that on Twitter. He said, man, he tagged him in it. He said, this guy Chief Keef didn't even show up his own video shoot. He said, I've never seen shit like that before. 50 Cent said that. And then he put on there. 50 Cent put another tweet up. He said, you guys better quit playing with these white folks. He said they'll drop you in a second. You know, and
because he messing with their money now. Because he signed to a major now.
Yeah,
he ain't messing with the hood drug money doing a music video.
Nah. So people like Chief Keef. I mean, much success to Chief Keef, man. I really hope that, you know, he can kind of, you know, keep doing your music how you do it. But at the same time, man, you got to understand the energy you put out there is the energy you're going to get back. So,
yeah, no, that's real.
Like that.
No, that's real. That's real right there, man. Man, man, but the Elmo dude, man, we was talking about it earlier, man.
Oh, he flinging that dick. Elmo flinging.
Elmo love dick. Elmo loves dick.
Elmo loves dick.
Elmo loves dick.
Oh, dude. That's horrible, man.
Elmo loves dick.
So Elmo dude, man, hey. But he going through drama like Dynasty and Knots Landing or some shit, man.
Dude, I'm talking about one guy accused him and then took it back. And then accused him again. That's how you know it was some money involved and it wasn't enough money. Like I fucked Elmo, the guy who do Elmo. They probably can't him. Hey, man, quit saying you fucked him, man. We know
they said he a pretty ass dude.
I don't know.
That's what they said.
I'm saying, like, I don't. You said it to me like I'm supposed to be.
No.
Yeah, I saw the picture. He cool.
No, but no, I'm saying.
No, I'm just saying the way you said it to me.
like you was going to, like, yeah, he fine. Like, he fine.
I was going to agree with it. I couldn't agree with that, though.
But if he gay, man, he gay, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's. Why, if he want the dick?
And the dude, like, 30 now. Something talking about he was raped when he's, like, 16.
Oh, man, come on,
he's like 25, 20. He's 20-something, though. He's
dude, there's a cult with these dicks around here, dog.
You think so?
Man, what? It's crazy. All these guys you see on television and just getting all this pub, and they taking dicks. Like, you know, and from what I hear, some people are doing that to get to that next level.
To use it as a
you would never. I won't make it. I can't make it. If I got a hopscotch over some dicks
to get to
the next level, I, Javon L. Bibbs, cannot do it. I won't do it. No dick. None. At all. None. I'm saying I can't even go, even fathom thought, or just thinking about the stuff you got to do. Some guys are doing this and just willingly doing it and thinking that their life is going to be regular after they do it. Like, okay, I can take the dick this one time and be famous. No, it's not going to go like that. You are mentally... You are mentally broke down, yeah. Dude.
And then at the end of the day, though, like, when you get 30, do you think back like, man, I got her because I did some dicks? Like,
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to, you know that.
You having dreams, a dick's chasing you, a bathing suit's on, a dick got a tank top on chasing you. Oh, my God.
It's a human-sized dick.
A human-sized dick chasing you. Give me all the dick you got on you, saying stuff like that to you in your dream. Oh, my God, here.
Oh, my God. It's real talk though, man. I mean, but with the Elmo situation, though, it's messed up. Like, dude, like you gotta watch yourself in everything you do, man. That's mad. Even if you want to bang dudes, bang them and let them, you know, and do what you want to do.
Elmo loved it.
So, but there's a thing though. Like, where is it? There's no line drawn anymore, though, man. That's why another reason we need to go in the time machine, though. We can go back in the day, do cocaine, mess with chicks, and nobody would know.
Well, you know what I'd do? For real? I would have went back in time and stopped the Elmo dude from getting the dick.
Like, man, this is dude. I'm telling you from the future.
I'm talking about, like, right when they was in the room, naked, oiled up.
You gonna walk in on two old men naked walking in?
I gotta stop this, man. We gotta protect Elmo. This ain't about
him.
No,
you gotta stop before they go in the room then.
Huh?
You gotta stop them before they go in the room.
No, because if you scare them right before they finna do it, they're gonna be thinking the next time, like, dude, he came out right then.
So he never gonna do it again?
Yeah, they probably never do it again in their life. Like, for real. Like, to the point where I set the time machine up, hey man, make me drop off in their closet. And when I bust out the closet, I'm trying to think what I have on. I'm trying to think big Elmo suit. And I'll be talking regular too, like, hey man, look, all right. I want one with a mouth that moves so it looks like really Elmo. Hey man, you gonna fuck up my future, all right? Don't take no dick right now, man. Get out the bed. You, little boy, get up. You, yeah, yeah. You like Miguel. You don't know who that is yet, but you're going
to... Trust me.
You're going to know in a minute. Come on, man. Look, this us, man.
I heard Miguel be on some chicks, though.
Hey,
I heard Miguel be on chicks, though.
Salute to Miguel, man. Like, some
yeah,
people,
I heard people... like he was. I heard he be on chicks, though. I heard that whole little persona
yeah,
thing.
Come
nothing.
On, man. I figure with, like, Miguel... Now, it's other guys I be looking at, like, I'm still say questionable. Like, Neo guys like that, I be like, yeah, you know, he kind of questionable.
Yeah.
But
you heard about that drama on Neo, right?
What?
You know that baby that he was claiming and everything? What ain't his baby?
What?
Yeah, no, he talked about it on the radio.
What?
Talking about that he came out and found out the baby wasn't his.
So he ain't got no kids?
Mm-mm.
I don't know what to say about that. if you famous, like, ain't nobody going to play me and I'm famous and I'm on.
And he paying child support still or something like that.
No, not me.
Well, because the thing
that
is, though, in certain states,
48.
Though, certain states, though, you said you ain't even talking about the court system. You talking about death.
Ray Caruth.
Oh, shout out to Ray Caruth. Did you see that special they did?
On Ray Caruth?
Yeah, on TV1.
Nah.
They did a whole hour thing on Ray Caruth and stuff, though. Dude, I didn't even know on his trial, they brought up like 10 chicks he fucked with. They all was bad.
Ray Caruth, yeah, he had some bad chicks.
Really? You knew that?
Yeah. Did you see the dude on there, the guy who did the actual shooting? They was like, well, you know, we got you on tape saying I want that bitch dead. He was like, no. I was talking about that bitch
right
there. Right,
the bitch right here.
He's talking about Ray Caruth. He pointed at Ray Caruth. Did look a little scared. Like, damn, man. Y'all locking me up with this dude. For real. He said, I was talking about that bitch right there. I'm like, ooh, I was scared too. But yeah, he went up and yeah. And Ray Caruth, how many years did he give for that?
15. He get out coming up 2016.
He get out
like pretty soon, yeah. Within the next 3 or 4 years.
He gonna try to go back to the NFL.
No, he not. He forty something. He'll be 40-something at that time.
I know you're right.
But he ain't gonna be in no job nowhere. But like looking at his application though. You look at his application though.
Somebody gonna be reviewing it. Like, let me see. Okay,
for the felony.
Ray Caruth. How you spell it? Pronounce it. Caruth. Hold on. Where did you used to work? Okay, your name. Where did you used to work at?
My last job was with the Carolina Panthers.
Okay, did you?
You're in the NFL on the Thursday? Like, oh my God, you're in the NFL?
Oh, you work? Where did you work on their board? I mean,
I play on the team. Really? What position did you play? I played wide receiver.
Oh, so what? You got injured?
No. I mean, if you go farther down the application, I kind of explain that in my felony section.
Oh, you know what? Let's just Google it.
That's really what happened.
Whoa! Wait a minute. Well, did you? Oh my gosh, why?
Security.
And his son has cerebral palsy or something.
Yeah,
like
he
that.
Off. His son's all fucked up.
Well, he alive. So,
yeah, he's alive. But I'm saying he's fucked up because his daddy tried to kill him, get him killed.
Yeah, dude, straight tried to kill him.
Dude, how fucked up is that though? Even in his cerebral palsy, you know, in his head he can hear things and comprehend things though. So people letting him know, like, yeah, that's your daddy that got you shot, and you like this,
bitch.
Dude, sitting there mad as a motherfucker, can't do nothing. Y'all should see this, dude. Hey, we're going to our first break. We'll be back. Let's drive with Dash. Turn on a low cast.
Hello world, this my PSA. I know I said a lot of things that I ain't need to say. But today is a new day, and you know I rep my city, I'm in green and gray. Higher than the sky, I'm a solar system. Call Diamond Supply when I need a lay. I wonder why they lie when they know we listening. If he was alive, what would Jesus say? Some Jewish, some Muslim, and some Christian. One nation under God, we gon' make a way. They trying to build a mass cheer next to Ground Zero. Y'all need to stop being weirdos, let them people pray. Hey, stupid is as stupid does. How can an educator burn books? We were innocent kids turned crooks. Now we trying to make it to the straight way. You can call me straight way. Shout out to the homie straight A. And the other homie spooked on a lot of days. Hell without Bell, that's a lot of strain. Used to be in Harlem with L's, that's a lot of haze. People that ever did it, though I made some rash decisions that was quite foolish. Fab say he the best that ever tweeted. Well, I'm the hottest spitter that ever Googled. Keep it plain and simple so I don't lose you. Gotta follow rules if you go and play. Gotta do the job right if you want pay. In other words, get it there if you go and move it. When he remove your breath, what you gonna do then? When it's time to meet him, what you gonna say? Freezer work hard like every day. Even the Grim Reaper's only job doing. Yeah, I'm about to start my own movement. Freezer got that good music like Kanye. Only difference is I really used to grind, yay. I was out hurting my people, that was so stupid. Exclusive, slate flex crew shit. Freezer on a mission for redemption with the music. Child of the ghetto, look how talented our youth is. Jay-Z babies, we just following the blueprint. So clueless, you could be giving them the news on YouTube. You can give it to them raw on World Star. Ain't no people from the ghetto on the world news. We move around the world while the world moving. You trying to fill my sneakers, that's some large shoes. Wanna kill your own people, that's a harsh move. Icebox where it used to be, it's heart ruined. Crazy thing about it is we all human. We all eat, all defecate and all bleed. You better move at Godspeed. First save yourself, then save your children. That's what you need to do, that's what I'm doing. Hope you get the message, flow pressures like the ruins. I'm throwing with the flow because I'm known to get to it. Fishing rod flow because the flow they chewing. These are both rappers stay, think material was fake. In the midst of eating frosted flakes, they became truants. Jewelry fake, story fake, what are they doing? Leave it up to us to continue bringing the trueness, yeah.
Welcome back, Stroud Locash. We are back in the building, man. Dude, man, why you do Ray Caruso like that?
bitch. No, I'm good playing, man. I ain't gonna be acting like that. But, yeah, man. I hope, you know, I hope everything works out for his son.
Mentioning, because he had a whole bunch of side chicks. Cause he had a chick, and then I was the side chick, was the other chick, the chick he popped, or whatever, though. But the whole thing on the case was, with Rick Caruth was that he was constantly trying to make all these chicks get abortions. He had like seven chicks get abortions.
Damn, right?
He would get them fucking raw, get them pregnant, and be like, hey, bitch, if you don't let this kid go, I'm going to kill you. That's how like seven chicks on this
guy. He had enough money, he should just have the eject button installed on their stomach, where he can just bust in them and press the button, and it'll shoot their uterus out.
Would make it more funnier, though, one of the chicks, mom went on the stand, though, and testified for Ray Caruth, and even got off the stand and said, I love you.
The Ray Caruth?
Yes, as she was getting off the stand and pointed at him. I love you, Ray. Tripped out shit, dude. This is the chick's mama.
She don't get along with her mama.
No, she got some dick from Ray. She had to.
The mama did.
She had to, man.
Yeah, you right.
Ain't no way you going to be just saying I love you to somebody.
I love you, Ray, and I want those tickets. Right. I ain't going to be able to give them to you.
The tickets in it. Exactly. I'm in kind of this predicament where I can't get no tickets.
At all. So he been locked up since about what, 95, 96?
No. He been locked up since 2001. Damn. It happened around the same time Kings of Comedy came out. Because remember, Steve Harvey did a joke about it. Yeah. It's around the same time he got locked up.
And where did they catch him at?
In his car at a motel like in Virginia or something.
Straight up.
In his trunk. Sleeping in his trunk with food and all kind of stuff in his trunk. So he was sleeping in his trunk and eating in his trunk.
Hey, think about his last days. He knew he was going to get caught. He probably heard somebody in the car trunk try to be still.
Like nobody gonna hear, like you can't hear right. Him. Like they can't pop the trunk.
They opened the trunk up. This nigga got crumbs all over his mouth.
They did. They said mustard stuff, all kind of shit was in there. Mustard, hot dogs. He was pissing in a bottle in there, all kind of shit.
Straight up.
Yeah, Rick Caruth was on some ill shit, man. He's on some ill shit. Mention his side chicks, man. You seen this whole situation with General Petraeus, man?
No, what's going on?
Oh, man, dude. Side chicks, man. He had the ultimate side chick, though.
Talking about the CIA?
Yeah, he had the ultimate side chick situation, though.
But she went in his phone or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
She went through his email shit. What happened was, man, basically he meant to mess with a chick, which is what are the rules if you want to have a side chick that people usually tell you to do? Mm-hmm. What are they? You know?
What I mean? He said, what are the
rules? Yeah, like when somebody's like, you're going to get a side chick, what are the rules if you marry?
I mean, for one, you don't never leave your phone around her at all. She can't never know where you live.
But he didn't even have no phone around her, though. He was so gangster with it, though, man. First of all, you're supposed to get somebody that's married. That or has something to lose just as much as you is the whole thing because you don't want them to drop dime because they'll lose something too. He did that. The chick was like a big time journalist dude and all that stuff. Then you talk about that article. Yeah, we're going to get into that too. So he got the side chick had, she had a lot to lose though. She was writing his book and stuff like that. His wife, ugly as hell though, looked like a treasure troll. You know what I'm saying? Then. He emailed her through the inbox.
What you mean?
Like, you know how you go into the email and like you go into the drafts and then you send it through the drafts, so it never went sent to nobody's box. So they had a fake email account set up for one of them where they just put emails in the box to talk to each other. Like, if you just got a draft and you never send it, you just go into the box and then you delete it after you finish reading it.
Wow. Okay, so somebody log in. It's another.
It's
draft
a. It said if it's Javon and Sidechick at gmail.com.
So both of us go in there and look at it.
Okay. In the drafts. Nothing's never sent out from his account. Right. Everything is in the drafts.
That's kind of hard, though, for real.
Well, that's dope.
Yeah.
And then you delete it after you read it. And it's like you got a certain time period he had for you to read it. Or he would go in and delete it.
Damn right.
Yeah, he would go in and delete it.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. But the thing was he got caught up with was, though, is that he ended up being another side chick. Or whatever, though. Or she was assuming he had another side chick. So she asked the FBI agent, though, to look through his email account and see if he was emailing another chick. And the CIA was like, why the fuck is this FBI dude going through a CIA head's thing, though? And then that's when they start going through his shit to see why he was looking. And then that's how it all went down.
So basically, the FBI dude got everybody.
Yeah, and FBI dude was trying to get at the chick, though, asking him about it, though. He was sending her naked pictures and everything, though, with his shirt off and everything.
Come on,
he was
man.
Trying to get at it on hating, basically on the back of it on that dude.
Dude, you big ass simp.
He the one that hated. Like, okay, I'm gonna find it before I can get at her myself. Even though,
And he fucked everybody up in the end.
He fucked up everybody, so everybody out there now.
But the head dude resigned, right?
Yeah, but he ain't need to for real because he ain't do nothing wrong.
Oh, I guess the ridicule that they
Yeah, the ridicule. It's the ridicule. But he's a great general and great CIA agent, though, and everything, though. So it's like, dude, do we really want to give up a dude that's good in military just because he had a little side chick?
Right,
because
he had a little. Yeah, that. Right, yeah. That is part.
And if y'all see his wife, y'all wouldn't trip either. Y'all be like, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, you right. She do look kind of like Jim Carrey in the face.
She like one of them, hobbits, man. She like a hobbit, man.
But I'm saying, though, me as a man, it could be somebody I don't like at all. And I hate to say it like this, but this just me. It could be somebody I don't like at all. I'm still not going to go out of my way to hate on them. Today, woman or nothing like that. It's like, for one.
And you going extra with the hate, though. You getting using your governmental pool to break into their email.
And she probably was looking at him like, she probably was like, oh, this dude a bitch. Like,
yep. You just going to do this work for me. He's sending the pictures and everything like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to give it to you basically and sending him his shirt off and
With Trey Songz oil on his chest. You know, you done sent this woman pictures. She don't care nothing about you.
You know he is. So that's basically how I got caught up. But it make the story even deeper, though, is the fact that the chick husband, the main one he was messing with husband, wrote a letter to the New York Times, they saying, assuming, though, that it was him, though, writing about what he going to do about his wife having a side dude, though, for like 2 years. But the New York Times will say it's him, though, but it matches up, says this guy that's high up in the government. It's like one of them Dear Abby letters. What? You know, somebody getting like this anonymous, like a little anonymous letter, like advice letter. And they talk about in the letter, like, you know, he's like, he's messing with this high government guy up high. He's done things for me and my wife and helped my family become better. But I feel uncomfortable that he's messing with my wife and everything. No, I've known for the last 2 years they've been messing around. Uh-huh. But he's done so much for my family and he's so nice of a guy, I don't know what to do.
Because
I heard it. I've heard from other military people that dude General Petraeus was cool as a motherfucker.
I mean, with a name like Petraeus, that's like you seem like you cool. Hey man, hit that fool Petraeus up. Let's go get some motherfucker. And then let's go to Spruce.
And you'd be like,
Spruce is a spot here in St. Louis where everybody a lot of black.
It's kind
of
hood though. It just closed though. It's open for like 20 some years.
Yeah.
But no, that's the messed up part about it though, man. That's what makes it scary about the side chick things, man. Is that this dude filed everything to the T. She can have his phone number. They talked through email, through an email box that neither one of them sending emails out of. He never, no phone calls, no nothing.
That's crazy, man.
That's crazy.
That's scary.
Scary as hell, man. That's why I said, man, side chicks ain't the business no more, fellas. It ain't the business,
go
man.
Go ahead and get married, man.
Yeah, and just go ahead and just suck up your life being like it is, man. Just, hey.
Just settle down.
Yeah, just, hey, man. Just, it's always porn, man. If you need to have another chick, just look at the porn.
It's always Janet Jackme, Ayana Angel, Roxy Reynolds.
Yep. You got the new chick, Skin Diamond, the new chick.
They're, who is that? Skin Diamond.
Skin Diamond, yeah. She hot.
I ain't never seen her
yeah,
before.
Yeah, she bad, though. She's like the hottest chick right now, yeah. She hotter than Pinky right now.
For real?
Yeah, like
Skin Diamond.
Skin Diamond. She bad chick.
Yeah. Oh man!
Like you said, like Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Right, like Chucky down.
Rip City, because she got dinosaur arms. So you looking up Skin Diamond right now?
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna look her up.
Yeah, she bad though. Skin Diamond bad. And she like in a whole bunch of shit though. She like doing a damn thing right now.
Skin Diamond.
Yeah, Skin Diamond, man. Well, since we talking about porn though, what about this dude though, man, that injected olive oil in his penis to try to make it bigger though? Then he had to go to the hospital like 2 years later though. Or whatever, though, about it. It was a procedure he got done in Thailand.
Olive oil? At all. Time out, man. Olive oil, dog.
Yeah, he had to have his penis removed, too.
Wow. No way.
Yeah, he had to have He tried to inject
Darryl,
his penis.
Darryl, wait a minute. His penis is gone.
It's gone now. Wow. I had to take it off to save his life.
So you're telling me he can't order a new one off Craigslist or nothing?
No. You can't order no new dick.
Oh, they gonna put a big thing of olive oil on there to show you what he injected. I hope he didn't inject that much, man. You knew that was finna go.
He did it over a number of years too. He did it over some years. It wasn't just like one time. He did it over years.
The olive oil.
Yeah.
What was he thinking?
I don't know. Maybe it was something, man. It ain't that serious, man. I mean,
who like that? That comes from somebody telling you something when you ain't
told by friends.
Oh, some friends.
And
told
I just was saying, it comes from somebody telling you something. And you just believe it. Like, dude, yeah, it's supposed to make your cock bigger. Yeah, man.
Really? I'd use it all the time. All
right. What do you put it in there with? A turkey baster. Put it in my pee hole and just shoot.
Ooh, yeah. Did he? I'm thinking he put, he said it all involved beeswax, silicone, It's in silicone and papyrin. I don't know what that is. Some of my doctor people can email us and let us know. They do it all the time.
Beeswax.
Beeswax, silicone, and even paraffin. People use those to inject their penis to try to get it bigger.
Dude, I don't like the way that sound. Do you rim? I don't like, we mean, rim don't like the way that sound, man. Beeswax? I'm putting some beads. That's you putting your hair. When you want to learn, when you want your waves to bust.
Yeah, we didn't even have Teddy hear about that, though.
Right. Beeswax. Man, oh, my God. I have to tell somebody, look, dude, that's it. I can't do it. Beeswax? No, man.
Beeswax, man.
If you want me to lay the hairs on my shaft down, not on my shaft, but you want me to lay my hairs down, if you trying to convince me of that, maybe. But no, I'm not going to put no beeswax in my shaft. No. No, yeah, that's impossible.
Damn.
Ooh.
Yeah, man.
His friend probably told him, hey, man, I didn't tell you to put that much in there, man.
I told you to put a couple of droplets.
You supposed to just wax it up, see, and then he'll probably tell another friend is doing it. No, see, because he wasn't doing it right, man. He was putting it up in the shaft, man. You supposed to glaze it on there.
Glaze it.
Glaze it on there. Boom.
Mentioning glaze, man. You ready for this Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to get some.
What you doing for the Thanksgiving?
Turkey, man. Eat a little turkey. You know, with the fam. My brother back. Shout out to Jason Bibbs.
Okay. Y'all getting everything settled down.
We all at my mom's spot tomorrow. Eating. My son, his mom, they headed up to Chicago. Shout out to Tracia.
Okay.
Saya. They headed up to Chicago with the fam for Thanksgiving.
So you going Black Friday on Friday?
I'm black. It's gonna be Friday. That's all I'm gonna be on Friday.
you gonna be black on Friday.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I don't do that Black Friday.
I thought about it, but I said no. I'm not gonna do it.
That's
man.
Just the dumbest shit to me, though. All the people camping out starting like right now. You know that, right?
People outside right now.
Yeah, some places. Yeah, they missing Thanksgiving to camp out for a flat screen for $400.
So somebody been outside right now.
They right now, right? If you go over, probably. I know it's people like Best Buy and all them, Walmart camped out, got tents and everything. Yeah,
I guess, man. Well, you know what, though? They said one chick last year.
Yeah, the one chick we was talking about with South Carolina was what?
No, they said one chick got $10,000 worth of gifts for $5,000. That's a huge savings.
Yeah, is it worth all that hassle, though?
If you're spending that much money, that's what I'm saying. Is it worth all that? And it's plus, if you got $10,000 or $5,000 just spent on some gifts, might well just pay the $10,000 because you got that much money.
Or just go online on Cyber Friday, Cyber Monday or whatever when they do that. Just order the shit online.
Yeah, ain't nobody. What Sweet Brown say? Ain't nobody got time for all that. For real.
And it's even worse part about it, though, is that people don't understand the aspect of that all that shit's just rebated shit anyway. Shit that they just trying to get out of storage. It's not like brand new shit. It's shit that they were trying to get out.
Hey, Rim, that's your son. And hey, Talon, come here real fast. I want to show us how Rashad be smiling.
Oh, he could do it?
Hey, Talon.
Oh, this live pot. He ain't messing with you.
He can't hear. I'm not going to say something. This ain't be funny. I got to see this, dude. This is funny.
This is funny, y'all. But no, what I was saying why he go there is basically Black Friday is just a day where people, they have all rebated stuff and stuff that's marked down already. They're trying to get all this stuff out of their inventory right now. That's all that they're doing on Black Friday is they do that. They just want to get that stuff out of the inventory. That's all they doing. You back, Javon?
Yeah, I'm back. Hey, tell him how Rashad be smiling. He shows how he smile.
No, that picture I showed you, he was doing like this. He didn't make that face.
What's that face he be doing?
You know that face?
You going to say?
Shout out to Rashad, man.
Shout out to Rashad. Hey, tell him, say what's up. Say what's up, Rashad.
What's up?
That's what it's about, man. That's Rim's son, Talon, man.
Talon.
Cool dude,
how'd you
man.
Come up with the name Talon, Rim?
I'm trying to find something different, but not too urban.
Where he wouldn't been not to get no job.
Right.
It was weird, because when I found the name in a book, my wife found the same name. And we're like, dude,
That's it. That's the name. All right, Talon. You can go play with your ball.
Yeah, man, you can go ahead and play, man. Thanks, Talon. Dude, that's funny, dude, man.
Yeah, man.
I love the kids, man. Daryl, you got to start doing it raw, dude. We got to get you some kids. That's what it's about. Me and Rim took a chance.
It's time for me to take a chance, too.
Dang right. You got to dive in. What did his song say? Dive in.
Hey, man, mention it. Did you see this drama? You keep up with WNBA, right?
Yeah.
You see what happened with Shamika Holdsclaw?
And her chick?
Yeah, the chick is bad as a motherfucker.
Is her chick in WNBA, too?
Yeah! that nigga. When I'm talking about bad, I'm talking about bad.
I want to see her.
Pull it up real quick. Real. Her name is Jennifer Lacey, I think. Dude, I'm talking about bad. She like 6'3", nice, thick, bad.
No way.
Dude.
I want to see her.
You're going to see her in a second.
I'm going to see her in a second. Yeah. Lil Rim typed that fast. It was all, the name was already in there. Rim knew who she was already.
It's Lacey. It's Lacey is her last name. She played for the Tulsa Shock or whatever.
Let me see. Her?
No, that's Tamisha Shemika Holzclaw.
Her? Which one is the chick you done by?
That's her right there. With light skin one right there. You got to see some video of her, too. Like, hanging out and stuff. Bad.
Straight up.
Dude, yeah.
See if she would have got with a comedian.
That's her right there on the left.
She would have got with Javon. Yeah,
she wouldn't have no problem. They was together, supposedly. I mean, that's what they saying. I don't know. But the whole basis, though, did you read the whole story, though?
I don't even care to read the story right now. Like, nah, I did hear about it, though.
But, dude, that's crazy, though. Dude, she just started busting off shots in her car.
Oh, she was shooting at her?
She shot. Yeah, she in jail right now for, like, aggravated assault.
Did she actually shoot her?
Shooting in her car. She's fucking. Yeah, she was shooting in her car. Look at her. Look at her.
That's a shooter.
That's the chick that was getting shot at. The chick Jennifer Lacey. I told you I was bad. And she bad. She.
Dang.
Hey, a part of me ain't mad at
Dude, now she bad.
Yeah, she bad. I told you she bad. She was shooting at her.
Go to the other chick mugshot picture. Go to that mug.
Yeah, right there. You talking about the mugshot? Yeah. Sugar Hoso used to be kind of bad, though. She used to be halfway cute, though. I don't know. She got more butcher, though, man. She looked more butch, though, man.
Dude, please. She looked like one of Crucial Conflict.
You look like Crucial Conflict. Dude. Smoking on hay.
I fuss with Wild Style now, man. I was just playing.
Basically, the whole story went, they broke up or something, though. She was training at some facility, and I guess she called her and was like, hey, I need to get something out of your car, though, or whatever, though. She let her get in her car. So
the setup.
Yeah, it was. So she's driving. She said she smelled gas. So she pulls over, and Shemika Holzclaw is following her, comes up on the car door, breaks all her windows down, and starts busting in the car. And then get in her car and drive off.
Mm.
Yeah. This the thing, though. It's like, because people's like, man, y'all just could have been a domestic dispute. How your insurance going to get over on that? You got to call the police just for insurance purposes. You had your insurance just going, oh, you know, it just happened. You got to be like, no, for real, somebody was shooting at me. Here go my police report.
Right.
Here's my police report.
Right. He'll be all right.
No, man.
That's crazy. There's a bullet hole in the door?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. She shot multiple times, dog.
What?
She was in the car?
She was in the car. Yeah.
She shot. That's by the window. That's by your head.
Yeah. That's attempted murder. Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I'm saying. She got like $100,000 bill.
She probably, I'm sure she got that. WNBA players don't make that much. But
she was a star, though, too, though. She made some bread, though.
Definitely jail.
This is in Atlanta, too. This is all in Atlanta. She just busted in her car, man. I wonder what the fuck happened.
Go to her NBA. What's that picture? WNBA picture right there with her in the game. Yeah, one of them.
The chick from the, yeah, that's her right there.
That's the fine one?
Yeah. She's 6'3", too.
She looks so graceful.
Yeah, I know. She's 6'3", too. Because she taller than Shemika Holzclaw. Shemika Holzclaw only 6'2". Shemika Holzclaw used to ball. I remember she used to be at Tennessee and then on the L.A. Sparks and, you know what I'm saying, the Washington Mystics.
I think every female basketball player done played for the L.A. Sparks.
You think so? At some point?
Yeah.
Is that the Lakers version?
Leslie.
Is that the Lakers version?
Cheryl Swoops. Who Cheryl Swoops play for?
She used to play for the, for Houston. What is that team? Comets.
Okay.
Houston Comets. You know, she died too. She just got married.
Cheryl Swoops.
Yeah.
Well, I know that.
You know, but she had a baby, you know, she named him Jordan.
Jordan, yeah.
Yeah, but she got a girlfriend that's got married.
Well.
Yeah, she just got married, man. I ain't gonna front, man. Please, listeners, do not take this as a slight. But a lot of them chicks that play ball, though, when they get to that level, they'll be dyking, man. It feel like to me.
I mean, probably
I know a lot of them chicks be dyking, man. I know some chicks that played ball when I was in college, and I know them now, though, and they came out either bisexual or totally dyking.
My wife thinks everyone
else
is gay.
See?
Straight up. No, it's something that ain't gay, man.
It's a nice percentage, though. It's high. I say that. I say at least 50-50. I would venture to say 50-50. dude. I'm trying to tell you, like as many chicks I knew in undergrad, I find out now that play ball, like NCAA, they playing overseas or whatever. And a lot of them like, yo, yeah. Because I remember I wrote an article once on being gay and everything.
Straight up?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Because when I wrote an article about, like a year ago about it, like a couple of them emailed me and texted me about it. Like, dude, that was some real shit. I didn't know if y'all, I was gay and shit, though. Like, a couple of chicks that I know to play ball when I was in college came out like that and told me. Like, on some, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you writing that, blah, 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 blah. So, no, that dude. And I asked her, and she was like, I wish she said, I would say a nice amount of them. She said a nice more than you would think.
I was thinking like
30%. Nah, I'm saying 50-50. I'm saying every other one is dyking. Go to the Olympic women's team. You know, you can't tell me that 50% of them ain't dyking. You can't tell me something that look like 50 Cent.
Who?
On the Olympic team. The women, if you look at the women's team picture, though, it's like four girls under you can say that, okay, yeah, I see them just being chicks. Candace Parker is one of them. Yeah. And it's like two or three other chicks. That was on the Olympic team. It's chicks under there got full tatted up arms like dudes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have to go look at the list, though. I have to look at
it. No, look at the picture. Pull it up. You can look at the Olympic women's 2012 women's picture. You will look at it and like their roster picture, like the little group picture, and you'll be like, okay. And it's nothing wrong with that, though. You know what I'm saying? If that's what it is. But America's so messed up with our game, especially, you know what I'm saying, in the black community, not letting people just be who the fuck they want to be. These girls got to, you know what I'm saying, act like they not. And I think some of them be getting turned out, too.
Straight up.
I be thinking so, man. I don't mean it. I'm just saying it just be feeling like that, man. That's just one of my opinions, man. And I'm not saying everybody that's gay is turned out. But, I mean, how you just go from, you know, messing with a whole bunch of dudes, you messing with I'm just going to throw out a random dude. You messing with LeBron James, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden you start messing with LeBrina James, like the next year.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I have to see the picture. I think a lot of them are feminine, man. I love chicks that hoop and love chicks.
I do too, though, but I'm talking about on that high level, though, not just pure. I'm talking about
when they start making that money.
I'm talking about when they get to that highest level, man. Look at them, man.
You say when they get that money, they want that pussy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man.
But you gotta be hard. They playing for the Olympics. You gotta
I'm talking about just even like their pictures in general, man. If you just go through them, man. They look, a lot of them rough. They rough. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. They roll like that. It's cool. But I'm just saying at the same time, there's just always peculiar to me in them situations like that. Just like to me, no, another one of my little personal things. I be thinking a lot of dudes that are dancers and on high level will be on some shit sometimes.
All the Rihanna dances and Madonna dances.
No, and I think you could dance as a little kid like in high school doing your thing, but I think after you get to that professional level, I don't know.
I think it's different now. I think it was a profession for like dudes.
Like hip hop dancers,
back
like
in the day,
like doing like some shit behind Big Daddy Kane and shit. Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
But like now, dude, it's like
being a Rihanna dancer.
Yeah, they be super. Like I was not them, I would say 90%.
See, or even worse, men's ice skating, figure skating, 100%. I'm going with 100%. Men's figure skating.
Oh man, yeah, they don't fig men's figure skating be taking.
He said
their
them
dick.
Fig men. That fool said them fig men.
For real. Dude, I'm thinking that I don't know, but you know what though, I can't really just stereotype all of them. I mean, I'm sure a lot of them. I think if you're a male hairdresser. I think
that's another one. That's another occupation.
A male hairdresser. I think that it's a lot of dick getting flung your
that's
way.
That's a high. What percentage you going with for dick being flung for hairdresser?
90. I'm gonna say 91.3%.
91.3. Okay. Real sad. I go with 90. And it's, like we said, we not gay bashing and like that. It's just that you know some professions just cater to some people being certain things.
Man, like I said, you know we ain't gay bashing. No, I don't think
80%.
I know some male strippers that ain't gay.
But I'm saying 80% though.
I wouldn't say 80%. I'm gonna say male strippers. I say might
dude,
be like
dude. I read an article about a lot of them cats be stripping for a lot of other gay dudes, but don't act like they're gay though. Same thing the dudes that doing gay porn though, and they say they're not gay. Like
I'm gonna say like that. It might be. I say 40-60.
40-60.
40 gay, 60% not gay.
Male. 50-50. 50-50.
Because the reason I'm saying because I know and I'm cool with them, so. And I, but they want they the my partner that strip, They ain't messing with no dudes, like no amount of money. They ain't stripping for no men. They just said they didn't have men offer them stuff. And these are like real dudes. Not saying they would ever tell me though, like, yeah, man, well, I did do it one time. So they probably wouldn't say it, but from what I know about them, that ain't in their character to do nothing like that. So.
Yeah, because actually, man, I was listening to Alan Roger Curry's one of his shows, though. He had like four strippers on there, and one stripper on there was talking about, yeah, I strip for dudes and everything, too. He said, I make more money and everything. He said, be more chicks there. That was his whole thing.
Money and get more
dick. And he says, more chicks there. He said, it'd be more chicks there. That's why he do it.
Yeah, right. people trying to make up any excuse. For real. The reason I strip for a lot of guys there, because a lot of them bring their wives, man. And I just get on their, nah, buddy.
You they wives bring their friends.
Want that dick. That's what you there for. You ain't there for nothing else. There's no such
that's
thing.
What I'm saying. I was wanting to say they gay for pay.
That's no such thing as that. No, it's guys that are porn stars that have sex with men in porn and say they're not gay.
Yeah. No, they say they're not gay at all. They'll say not gay at all.
But that's
gay for pay. It's called gay for pay.
Think about it this way. In order to do porn, I don't care. You gotta be aroused. You can't no man. I don't care what nobody say. Can't no man force themselves like I'm gonna get hard right now. Boom, I'm hard.
Yeah.
You got to get over. That's why they have fluffers and people like that on set. You know, and if you looking at a man any kind of way, looking at a man's behind, a man's butt, you up here looking at the man's butt, and you getting aroused, want to go, like, dude, you gay. Like, ain't no way of getting around. Ain't no way of, well, you know, I just did this for the paycheck. No, you did it for the gay check.
You did it for the gay check?
Yeah, not no paycheck, the gay check. You got it. Here it is. Nah, dude. Yeah, no, you went into character too good. You were all wearing character. You bust on the character. Character bust on you.
But
y'all bust on
each other. Make a host claw though, man. Like, why is it, man? Like, dude, like that's crazy though. Like, and they talk about dudes be crazy. No, them gay women are crazy too. Chicks be like, man, I just mind that a girl is better. Okay. When girls are talking about it's better dating a girl. Okay.
Right, I think Ray Lepowski said it best. You know, a lot of women go out and they get a chick with a fake dick. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
When
you can go get a, when you can go get a, or no, what they say, a chick that acts like a dude but has a fake dick. Where you can go get a dude who's really a dude but acts fake. You know what I'm saying? A real dick but acts fake. It's something like that. I fucked the joke up, his joke, but it was something like that on them grounds. But yeah. So I'm just saying, now, you know what, no, I'm not, and no disrespect, because like I said, I got cousins, I got friends that are gay. That's what you do. I just say don't do it for the style of it. I think some people nowadays, as of recent, I say in the last
You think three, dudes are doing it for the style of it? Or would you
dudes say? And chicks. I think in the last 3 years, man, a lot of people have been doing that kind of stuff for attention, for real. I'm honest to God, because I know people personally that have went and dated chicks and now switched back to dating dudes. Like, no, nah, I like.
So they was gay, then they went to chicks, then back to gay?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So exactly. It just what you said, gay, then no. Chicks that was messing with dudes, then went to chicks.
Then went back to dudes.
Now they back to dudes again.
Amber Rose is like that.
She is?
Yeah, Amber Rose had a girlfriend before Kanye.
You're right, she was a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, she had a girlfriend before Kanye.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're doing it for the style of it and just because it's cool, if that's you, that's you. But if you're right. just doing it because everybody else doing it, you on some bullshit. But I tell you this, you never hear no rumors about no Javon Bibbs. First room y'all ever hear, when I make the Hollywood, you know, it's always rumors about everybody. I heard rumors about Will Smith, everybody. I be like, dude, get out of here. Like,
when you get to that high level, though, everybody's going to have rumors.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm going to be the nigga who get on TV right afterwards. Like,
you going to hear
here.
A rumor somewhere
them
in Tulsa.
Them motherfuckers lying. It's a... And whoever started the blog, what's his name? I'm going to look up his real family name. I'm going to look up his mother and father name. I'm going to get all that information.
And start hotting them?
Yes. Immediately. Because I don't play like that, man. You don't just put no false information out here. I love women too much. Straight out of low cash.
Believe they hot. When he talk chrome, better believe they pop. He pump zones See these rappers acting rowdy, running around with Mike Lowry since they with cops. I don't believe they come. They talking about shootouts. I don't believe they shot. We need to bring Mario to check their story out. That lie detector test for what they not about. And the result is, you not from the hood. You telling stories, you live in a three-story house. Furry rug, furry dog, great big furry couch. Punchinella, punchinella, stay in your places. Young Ali, we are destined for greatness. Survive the rock breaker, small heartbreak, but you thought I fell off, you got the wrong information. Punchinella, punchinella, stay in your places. Young Ali, we are destined for greatness. Survive the squad breaker, my mama pop broke up, but then you fell off, you got the wrong information. Fall off, never, I'm too clever. Blindfold me my nose and get me to the cheddar. Yes, it's true, I do. Keep the car heart for car heart weather. So in other words, I'm part fly, part ghetto. Me and my squad ride to our hearts sever. Yes, I'm a poet, you can call me Young Edgar Allan Poe. On an island with a freak, and she says she want a model, let a model on a boat. I call her deep throat, she can swallow a remote. All she do is freaking quote everything I wrote. Diamond supply on a t-shirt, stroke on the beat. Mike Jers engineering, we preparing for the street. Impossible take a day, but nothing don't take a week free. Got the piranha flow, all kinds of flows. Serve beef like dominoes, bring it to your peeps. Punchinella, punchinella, stay in your places. Young Ali, we are destined for greatness. Survive the rock breaker, small heartbreak, but you thought I fell off, you got the wrong information. Punchinella, punchinella, stay in your places. Young Ali, we are destined for greatness. Survive the squad breaker. But now worldwide, it's joy outside. You need to get your balls up, matter of fact, boss up. Come out your hood and meet the world outside. My old head Merc said it's all about experience. I get experiences everywhere that I drive. And get experiences everywhere that I fly. Freeza get the Lucci from Djibouti to Dubai. In Japan I get the yen, they tell me hurry up and buy. In Holland I get the Euros, yeah, stay a plural. Lamp in Amsterdam, they tell me hurry up and try. It's a far cry for me on the turnpike. Bricks in the trunk, trying to hurry up and drive. Now we're rap stars, we making the killing heat. Let you with the spit and I'm a villain in disguise. Bitch, niggas I despise, look in my eyes. Punchinella, punchinella, stay in your places. Young Ali, we are destined for greatness. Survive the rock breaker, small heartbreak, but you thought I fell off, you got the wrong information. Punchinella, punchinella, stay in your places. Young Ali, we are destined for greatness. Survive the squad breaker, my mama pop broke up, but didn't fall off, you got the wrong information.
Welcome back, Straight Outta Low Cash. We're gonna wrap this show on up. Let everybody know about what you got going on next week.
Next week, you can always find me at Lola. Every single week, it's at Lola. Lola is a restaurant that's downtown right off of Washington 14. Lola. I do that every single Wednesday. That's the day after Tuesday. Day right before Thursday. I'm at Lola. That's where most times you can find me at. Lola's on Wednesday night. That's most, you know, every single night. I advertise it on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Javon Bill. Most of the time, I'm on Twitter. You can actually go on Twitter right now. I'm probably on there, but I'm not going to be able to answer you. But if you ever need to contact me, just contact me on Twitter. That goes before a phone call, phone text. Contact me on Twitter. That's where I'm at most of the time. 97% of the time my day, I'm spent on Twitter. Even when I'm with my son, I spend more time on Twitter than I do my actual son.
Isn't that kind of child abuse?
And my kids, even my family. I'm on more, like on Thanksgiving, while y'all were eating, I was on Twitter, and that's just me. I don't know why. I'm on Twitter all the time. No Twitter. You can find me on Wednesdays at Lola, and you can find me on Twitter every single day, any time of day on Twitter, and Wednesdays at Lola, and Twitter every day.
Rim, you got anything going on coming up?
Nah, just follow me on Twitter, DJ Reminisce10, and we got some more music. Somebody sent some new music.
Somebody sent some music. What did it? How'd it sound?
I ain't shy. I just got it.
I mean, it might be kind of whack, though. I'm just, no disrespect. It may be kind of whack. I'm just saying the way it was solicited to me. I'm not sure.
All right, we're going to check it out.
We'll check it out. But we'll be back. Definitely keep hitting us up with emails at straightolc@gmail.com. Hit me up on Twitter at Dig Game. My Twitter handle is straightolc. and the Facebook at Straight Outta Low Cash. And we will be back next week with more fun and more topics.
More fun in the sun.
My flow is out this world, though it's out this country. Offshore accounts and no, it's not from junkies. That's from spitting collard green raps, flow funky. Hip-hop addict blowing top-notch groceries. We are climbing to the tip-top slowly. Y'all haters stuck in the middle like Moni. Cause your flow got no bells, and you got no clout. And you got no paper, no accountants, no accounts. We grinding, no doubt. We riding, no doubt. We shining, no doubt. You see how we when we riding, no when we grinding, no when we shining, no you see how we I take the world and then I spit my flow out. I take your girl and I don't take your girl out. We are Betty Crocker, we get cake while the world spin. Swing through the hood and get a plate from your girl house. Rice baked chicken, hit his finger, licking a white friend with her. She look like she Fergalicious. We are about to go and make an Oreo cookie. This is food for thought, I ate the plate, you do the dishes. While you at it, go and clean the kitchen. My villa got two dishwashers, clean dishes. I'm different, I'm up in the morning. My routine different, we are team early soldiers. We will roast you with the FBI. We grinding, no doubt. We riding, no doubt. We shining, no doubt. You see how we roll when we riding, no doubt. When we grinding, no doubt. When we shining, no doubt. You see how we roll. We do what we do cause we gots to do it. We flow like we flow cause we gots to flow. We flow like we flow cause we gots to blow. We move that work cause we gots to move it. Therefore we got blocks to get. Y'all know once we get them blocks, we break them blocks right down the rocks. That's cause we got blocks to move it. Y'all sit back and watch the movie. If you try to live the movie, I fuck around and cock the Uzi. Pop your cutie, stop a movie. This real life, it is not a movie. This Mac 10, it is not a Uzi. Where your Mac been, why J-Mac before I change their beef and there's lots of rumors. My Mac 10 will stop the rumors. This real life, it is not a rumor. My car had that pot aroma, but I stopped that after rumor. Me and Abdu, how they gotta eat, so we hit up South Street after Juma. Y'all can come up after us. We gon' call y'all after bloomers. We grinding, no doubt. We riding, no doubt. We shining, no doubt. You see how we roll when we riding, no doubt. When we grinding, no doubt. When we shining, no doubt. You see how we roll out. Straight out of Low Cash.
Y'all niggas better wake up on time. Set your alarm clocks cause you know we bout to grind. Man, y'all boys ain't bout it, ain't violent like the boys. Snack stacks, boy, bout to take yours and mine. How you do it, Earl? When you do it, Earl? I was born up on the streets, I wasn't doing Earl. If I take you on a date, we gotta do it, Earl. Y'all niggas running late, I get that paper, Earl. Wake that ass up, go wash up. If you Muslim, makes a lot, and if you not, then don't. Never pass up, trying to get your cash up. We are block boys, trying to get a fast buck. Cop toys, cops get nervous when they pass us. Some of us are eating on a run, but we are not nori. They looking for us with the guns, but we are not worried. Catch them bastards in traffic, hit that ass up. Get smacked up, trying to act up. Get clapped, motherfuckers better back up. Kidnap motherfuckers with a rope, I'm Wayne Grove. Crash motherfuckers with a Mack truck. Like motherfuckers with a Mack stole rounds. Now they scraping motherfuckers off the ground with a spatula. Hope you preparing for the rapture, rappers. Cause all of y'all headed to rap hereafter. P.A. Jill Scott, Black Thor Asher, Will Smith stay prop, rappers, actors. P.A. stay hot. If they say not, make them say so. Step on they toe, get in they face. I don't care if you by yourself in Miami with a chick on vacay. Jump on payphone, click on they way. You know how Philly niggas do it, grip on AK. Jump on E-Way, bricks in the rental, transport them like a limo. Get them there, no delay. And if he's cool, there's no prepay. When I get them to him, only thing that he say is
how you do it, Earl? When you do it, Earl? I was born up on the streets, I wasn't doing it, Earl. If I take you on a date, we gotta do it, Earl. Y'all niggas running late, I get that paper, Earl.
This is a high, I wish I would stop. Rims pokey, been smoky like Woodstock. No Oakley, she don't know me, but she just played karaoke on my pokey. I told her to keep going, give me everything you know. And you're a genius, you're a scholar, you should do this for a dollar. Could you do this for an hour? If you could, you'll make me holler. She said my anaconda is too much for her to swallow. Big tank driver, nigga, just think product. Move weight, whole lot of cakes inside her. We're hot, nigga, only Satan's hotter. Johnson and Johnson, nigga, take men's powder. Bake men, if I got the
print on it's either that or whole lot of cakes on counter. Talk shit, better have your A6 on. Let's watch you run and then watch the blood run down you. Coke 4 pound you, Chris and Snoop you. Pour a lot on you so the smell won't travel. I play chess and checkers, I play Scrabble. That's why I'm competing with the leaders of the new cool. Leader of the flow always hits you with a new groove. Peanut butter, chicken sticks, Philippe's my favorite. Mommy couldn't reach me, tried to hit me on my pager. Never ever date her, fuck her, shake her, that's my new move. Shorty let me pop and sit on chocolate like a yoo-hoo. And she is addicted, always watching me on YouTube. Man, we handle business if we wildin' in the hood or on Jimmy Fallon serving spinach with the Roots crew. How you do it, Earl? What you do it, Earl? I was born up on the streets, I was influenced. If I take you on a date, we gotta do it, Earl. Y'all niggas running late, I get that paper, Earl. Shitty, find them a pot, huh? This rapper sees it, remind you alarm, huh? He's independent, but people in the business wanna find him, sign him, and buy him a god. Right, he's so gangster, remind you a god, huh? Don't get that ass cap, strong arm robbery. Rob for the publishing, FYI. For the cheese, put the burner to your BMI. Put oils in the hood like them GM guys. Bring good things to life like the GE guys. Plenty player haters wanna see me die, that's why. Fight the power like the PE guys. Bring heat like the flannel on the PG side. Turn off your lights, change your channel, no TV guide. Philly get the money, long time, no cash. Push out a Joe Clark class, prepping for Eastside, yeah. And more flows to bear it. Way more carrots than folks serve the rabbits. I'm the green grocer, put my hood on cabbage. And my older Aki told me if the shoe fits, wear it. Climb to the top, did it on my own merit. Right. I'm the troop leader, y'all dudes get the marriage. First come love, then come marriage, then the house. Then here we come to air it. Collateral damage, put your spouse on ice. See a porno star, I had your spouse on camera. We move them packages, word to Aaron. Jones pop, I gotta love Jones from spinach. That's the main reason I'm strong to the finish. We do this like Brutus, leave your goons embarrassed. We gon' get it rapping, trapping, a clapping, a 4/5. Three to make it happen, no what ifs. Yeah.
As long as I'm alive, you can find me on my grind till the day that I die. And I'ma always stay fly, cause there ain't no limits when you live in the sky. So because I'm so blessed, I can't give you nothing less than my very best. Yes, this is real life, this is no test. I'm going for the win, who cares about the rest?
How many of y'all down to take a county mission? That's you right. Get caught and you snitch, I leave your family missing.
That's right.
I'm trying to get rich like the bounty people. Getting the clean shit up, just the sound you missing. Body ship sinking, niggas drowning with them. Game jacked up, had to dumb it down a little. Call back up, Freezer in his voice about to act up. Leave the club tore down a little. I used to tote the coke 4 pound a little.
That's right.
And I used to go down a little. But they had to stop, they don't know how to act when the tongue go down below. Beat the funk flow that I got. Me and music on top. We too cold to fold and we too hot to fly. We do this for the streets, suburbs to the blocks. We keep on lacing this nation, we rock.
Music.
Money is my medicine.
Yeah. Money.
in, knocking on my door again, scaring all my neighbors cause there's so much green is threatening. If you're feeling pain, then you should go and take a bike it in. When I'm feeling sick, but money is my medicine.
Money is my medicine, money is my medicine. Scaring all my neighbors cause there's so much green is threatening. Money is my medicine, money is my medicine. When I'm feeling sick, but money is my medicine.
My flow keep the lights on like Kai Edison. There's 10,000 rappers that I'm 10 times better than. Just know we came for the cheddar and we know dudes don't curse like the letter N. That's why we JKLM tell them that we're four letters ahead of them. Forrest numbers got the Mac 11, 45, 38, G5, flight 63 Benz. Y'all bite, I recite with the mental pen. Strap up my Nikes, take flight with your women. I'm hyped, tell the doctor money is my Ritalin. P. Diddy locks big, all about the Benjamin. Yeah.
Money coming in, knocking on my door again. Scaring all my neighbors cause there's so much green is frightening. If you're feeling pain, then you should go and take a bike it in. When I'm feeling sick, money is my medicine.
Money is my medicine, money is my medicine. Scaring all my neighbors cause there's so much green is frightening. Money is my medicine, money is my medicine. When I'm feeling sick, money is my medicine.
We ain't feeling sick, but money is my medicine. And I got it in like the medic. Make bread so much ends you can bet it. Vegetarian, I go in with the lettuce. Humanitarian, I go green, get green. Move 36 O's on the bus like Bettis. That's about me, they say free make extras. Set down sessions, PA legend. Yeah. How does the equator best flower is undebatable. Rappers think they great and I believe that they lesser. Hip-hop professor about to teach y'all a lesson. That'll be 2 G's and you know who to write the check to. Yeah.
Money coming in, knocking on my door again. Scaring all my neighbors cause there's so much green is frightening. If you feeling pain, then you should go and take a Vicodin. When I'm feeling sick, money is my medicine.
Money is my medicine, money is my medicine. Scaring all my neighbors cause there's so much green is frightening. Money is my medicine, money is my medicine. When I'm feeling sick, my medicine.
I'm a money addict, always gonna have it. Y'all can't grab it like tricks teasing the rabbit. Attention all rappers, don't you dare bring static. I will down the Army Hammer, squeeze the semi-automatic. Better bounce while you can, for they wish you away. You can try all you want, but you won't gain cabbage. You'll just gain embarrassment, the ending gonna be drastic. DDT rappers, watch man Randy Savage. I rap and I box, be hot, I'm still at it. Rise above your head, I'm the man in the attic. Came to clean your yard up,
money coming in, knocking on my door again. Scaring all my neighbors cause there's so much green is frightening. If you feeling pain, then you should go and take a bike it in. When I'm feeling sick, but money is my medicine.
Money is my medicine, money is my medicine. Scaring all my neighbors cause there's so much green is frightening. Money is my medicine, money is my medicine. When I'm feeling sick, but money is my medicine.